Murray, so you're saying with anti-gravity, you would be able to travel at least 100 times faster than you normally could in a gravity environment, right?
That's correct. The problem is, of course, is that once we leave the Earth's gravity, we then become under the influence of gravitational forces from all of the other planetary bodies. And what it means is that we can certainly levitate objects and escape the Earth's gravity. That will, it seems to me, the greatest advantage to understanding how gravity works. And in regard to space travel, can we ever leave the solar system? That question is very interesting, it's very complex. And in order to answer that question, I actually have to go back to what we were talking about a few moments ago when I explained that the sun rotates every 28 days, and that affects fertility on Earth, which causes females to menstruate. And I should say, if anybody would like to understand how that mechanism works, it's all set down very clearly and plainly in my book, The Tutankhamun Prophecies. And that explains everything that you might have any questions left if I don't satisfactorily address them during this short broadcast. One of the problems is that we have a unique sun. It's of a particular type and a particular age. And our sun has four magnetic fields around the equator. It also has a magnetic field from North Pole to South Pole. And it's that radiation which causes females to menstruate. Now, if we go to another solar system where, for example, the sun rotates every 100 years, then females would would menstruate every 100 years.
I bet they wish they were on that planet then, huh?
So there's a few problems, George. We can see there's going to be a few problems. So I remember, and this might demonstrate how my mind works, I remember I think it was 1969, because I was at Electrical and Communications College at the time, and man landed on the moon, 69 or 70.
Right, 69.
And one of the TV hosts was talking to another interviewer, and they said, when will women go to the moon? And I immediately thought, but they can't go to the moon.
Why?
And I mentioned this to my wife, and she said the same. She said, why? I said, well, they can't menstruate. The genitals are positioned on the body so that the blood drips out of the womb, out of the body. In space, there is no up and there's no down. So I started to design a Tampax that would work in space. Now, I found that fascinating. And clearly, it would have to work through capillary action, and it would have to inflate so that the tissue in the womb touches the membrane, and through capillary action, we could release the contents of the lining of the womb. So all of these advances in science raise new challenges for us. And so I started to consider what would happen if we went to other planets and how it would affect fertility. And I realized that all of the ancient civilizations like the Mayas of Mexico, the Incas of Peru, and the Mochica, who lived a long time before them, who built the pyramids in Peru, and the Celtic people who carried the cross, a schematic of the magnetic fields of the cross. The Celtic cross is a schematic view of the sun. The ancient Chinese, Qin Shi Huang Di, all of the of China in 220 AD.
Right.
BC, excuse me, 220 BC, 2,200 years ago. All of these people understood how the sun affected life on Earth, and they all worshipped the sun as the god of fertility and the god of astrology. And this is why at Machu Picchu, and again, just going back to what I was saying earlier, at Machu Picchu, they were going through a sunspot minimum, and our sun's activity changes from time to time. And when it changes, if it gets too low, too weak, then women stop menstruating and we start having babies on Earth. And this is why civilizations come and go on Earth. We have cycles of civilization because we have cycles of fertility. And so in Machu Picchu, they realized that the sun was failing their reproductive needs, so they had to increase the production of melatonin. So they knew that melatonin is produced in the darkness, so they took the virgins of the sun, the concubines of the Inca, the treasured females, and they put them in these buildings with no sunlight.
I see. And that's why they blocked off the windows.
That's why they blocked off the windows. But something else we find out from, there was a book published, I think it was 1999, called The Melatonin Miracle by two American doctors, Pierre Paul and Regelson.
Front cover of Newsweek magazine.
Great book, smashing. And it says that electrical fields do the opposite. Electrical fields damage the production of melatonin, and we know that melatonin affects the fertility hormones. So what you want to do is stimulate melatonin by blocking out the windows, but you want to short-circuit the electrical fields in Machu Picchu. So they put copper strips between all the building blocks to short-circuit the electrical energies.
How did they know this?
Because we've all lived before, and now we have to learn from where they got their knowledge from. And what we begin to understand once we realize that the sun affects menstruation, it just doesn't affect menstruation, it affects a whole plethora of physical phenomena on Earth. For example, when the solar wind travels to the Earth, Dr. Ross Adie did his experiments on melatonin, but a team at the Naval Medical Research Institute in Bethesda, Maryland, in 1984, discovered that when they were doing test tube baby experiments, the cells were getting mutated by the magnetic fields in the lighting in the laboratory. We began to understand that magnetic fields slice genes up. They behave like scissors, and they reorganize the genes, causing mutations. And we know that human personality is caused by genetic mutations from psychological experiments done in the 1920s by one of the first psychologists called Johannes Lange, a German researcher who studied lots of pairs of twins. And we've had lots of confirmation since then. And if we put all of these factors together, what we see is that the solar wind bombards the Van Allen belts, the Earth's magnetic field changes at ground level, the fertility cycle is regulated by the fertility hormones, but early impregnated ovum, that is babies that are developing, where the cells are developing, will be mutated. Now, if we look at the radiation coming off the Earth, off the sun, we find 12 types of mutation every year. And that's why we have 12 types of personality, because we have 12 types of genetic mutation, and we know that mutation determines personality.